if you say they sent the little boy home, you'd say they sent him home because he
smoked 3 cigars.
Well, not only that, but how would you say you try to phrase it. Okay. It's hard to keep from giving the answers.
You have to almost do
he thrown it?
No, but okay, now look, if somebody died and they just no, well, if they caught pneumonia now, or say something, it'd be worse than that, like typhoid or something. And you were telling somebody, no, it's not a big word. It's something you'd say every day. But you, if you wanted to tell somebody about it, you'd say he did such and such and died. You know, if he caught something real bad and died, and you were telling somebody, you'd say he did this and died.
You know, for instance, we
what I'd say is he got sick and died.
He got sick and died?
Yeah, what would you say?
Suppose you were referring to somebody over here and you found out that he was sick. And you came back and you wanted to tell somebody that he got in that condition. Mm-hmm. What would you say? Old so-and-so?
Passed out.
Well, no, say he was sick. Just sick. Not passed out, but sick.
Died?
Now, here, let me read you the answer. See, it's really so simple. I mean, that it's hard, because what we want is a word like you would say, he became ill, got sick, took sick, was sick, or was taken sick, see?
Oh, that's what was
taken sick. Yeah, which was me.
Smoked 3 cigars
and was taken sick.
Okay, so, yeah, that's what we
want. Oh, I see.
I didn't understand.
I didn't either.
I know. It's really hard to say. I mean, it's hard to understand some of them. Yeah, you can't say it without... Uh-huh. We can't ask you the question without saying it. Uh-huh. You know? Okay. What do you call a celebration immediately after the wedding? Say if some of the guys are going to give the bride and groom a hard time or tease them, embarrass them, you know. What do they call that?
Certainly.
Okay. Would you say anything else?
Honeymoon?
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, where I live, they call it a chivalry.
They do.
Yeah. All right.
We call it a serenade.
Okay. Now, if a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick.
In his stomach.
Okay. What do you call a hobgoblin to threaten children with?
We don't threaten children here with hobgoblins because they don't know anything about them.
Have you?
Nothing. I mean, you'd never even say,
no.
If you don't look out, so and so's going to get you.
Boogerman will get you.
We'll say Boogerman.
Well, yeah, that's what we want.
We'll say Boogerman.
Right. Okay. Now, this is another one of those funny questions. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet him? You know, if you opened the door, what would you say?
Merry Christmas.
Right. Would you say it for me?
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Okay. Now, if you had a... Well, that's all right. I mean, you know, both of you give us the word, but I just want you to pronounce it because we have to have the pronunciation too. See, it doesn't matter who says the word just as long as you say it too. So we can... get the pronunciation. If you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to
carry this.
Lug it around.
Okay, what else would you say, maybe?
Tote it.
Okay, would you say that?
Well, sometimes, yes, we do.
Okay. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in water? You know,
a turtle.
Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
Chitlins.
Milk. Is that right? Chitlins, we like them. Oh, there's a lot on the inside of a hog you can eat, you know.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, is that
spare ribs and livers.